You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's break down what looks like the number one wide receiver on the Kansas City Chiefs, Juju Smith-Schuster. And right now, as we talk about him on Fantasy Football Today in 5, looking at average draft position since May 1st, Juju Smith-Schuster is a little bit lower than I thought he'd be, 71st overall, wide receiver 31. I'm Adam Azer. I'm joined by Jacob Gibbs of Sportsline.com. So what did you see when you looked into the metrics? Let's start with the types of routes that Juju runs. We know the ADOT's been a lot lower lately. He's changed a little bit over the course of his career. But, you know, in terms of his route tree, what can you tell us about Juju Smith-Schuster?
Yeah, it's definitely, I think, important to start with the route tree to just kind of contextualize what has happened, because early in his career, this is a guy who's averaging over 2 yards per out run, and then last year he averaged 0.88. Like, it's been really one of the most dramatic drop-offs we've ever seen. And a lot of it does have to do with his route tree. I mean, what we've seen from him and the way Pittsburgh is using him is really more like what we would expect from a tight end and less what we'd expect from a receiver. He's ranked dead last among qualified receivers in average route depth and average depth of target over the past 2 years. His average depth of target fell from 9.1 yards in his first three seasons to 5.7 over the past two.
Right.
So like it really would take a special type of player to produce exciting or even relevant fantasy results in the type of role that he's playing. Like, I mean, Jaylen Waddle is kind of the only guy that comes to mind, really. So I think it's important to start there. And I was prepared to maybe like give him a pass for how inefficient he's been. But the more that I dug into his data, the less inspired I felt to believe that like he is a victim of circumstance. I think that his role hasn't helped him, but I think really the problem does have a lot to do with Juju.
Okay. So yeah, let's talk about that, because you're going to compare him to his former Steelers teammates and look at the efficiency there, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I think to get an idea of like how he's performed when he has been allowed to operate outside of this, you know, security blanket for Big Ben short yardage role, I think the most effective like way to view that data was to compare how he performed on downfield route running opportunities compared to his teammates. Because like if he's just a victim of circumstance, then he should still be outperforming his teammates at a somewhat similar level to like what we saw before during the more efficient years when he's giving downfield route running opportunities. But that has not been the case at all. So I broke it down into two subsets, and it's how Juju and his teammates performed on routes that developed 5 yards or more downfield and on routes that developed 10 or more yards downfield. And so on 5+ yard routes, Juju was 20% more likely to draw a target than his teammates in 2018. In 2019, that dropped. He was actually 5% less likely. There was a quarterback change. There was a lot of noise that happened there. And then over the past 2 years, he has been 16% less likely to draw a target on those routes than his teammates. Not great.
No.
And then when you look at routes that developed 10 or more yards downfield, Juju was +28% in 2018, +14% in 2019, and then -26% over the last two seasons. And so he's just not being targeted on those routes, which could have something to do with Big Ben. I remember last year I looked up, Juju ran a ton, like the lowest target per out run rate on go routes of any player in the NFL. So they were just sending him downfield sometimes. But his yard per out run rate tells a similar story. So when he was drawing targets, he really wasn't efficient with them anyway. His efficiency on 5+ yard routes was +30% in 2018 and +34% in 2019. He was insanely efficient early in his career on downfield routes. He was like more efficient than Antonio Brown those years. Across the past two seasons, he's been 9% less efficient than his teammates. And this is including Ray McLeod. This is including Pat Freiermuth, who are like all operating around the line of scrimmage, really short yardage guys. It's not just comparing to Chase Claypool. It's everyone in Pittsburgh. On 10+ yard routes, he was still 7% more efficient, which seems encouraging until you compare it to the fact that he was +45% in the years prior. If you think that the problem was just the role, I don't think that the data points to that. I think Juju could still be effective in Kansas City. It's a high-powered offense. He could be peppered with targets. He could legitimately be their, you know, wide receiver one, like you mentioned. But I don't think that there is much of a ceiling for him to return to, you know, the early career guy that we saw.
That's really interesting because, you know, people will blame the Steelers situation, but you're basically comparing him to the rest of the Steelers and seeing how he did. And that is a really, you know, good way to look at it and interesting insight. Thank you, Jacob Gibbs. Thank you all for watching and listening. Hope you're having a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday on Fantasy Football Today in 5.